Coming up on the Hugh Jackson Show, Coach takes us to the tape to break down Terrell Pryor's touchdown in double coverage against the Titans. Rookie Emmanuel Ogba talks about his first sack in the NFL.
At first, I thought he was going to throw the ball, so I just kind of just put my hands up, then he kept it.
And wide receiver Andrew Hawkins talks about the honor of being a team captain and reveals secrets about his NFL journey. What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura here alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. It's the Hugh Jackson Show, brought to you by Elk and Elk. Coach, last week, another heartbreaker in Tennessee, but the team showed so much fight, especially at the end of the game. What do you take away from that one?
That we fought, you know, that the guys went there with the right mindset. We just wasn't able to finish it, and that's kind of been the story of our year. But one thing I have really, truly appreciated is the grit of our guys and the resiliency of our guys. They do fight.
And one of the guys who is resilient is your quarterback, Cody Kessler, was hurt the week before against Patriots, come back, stands in the pocket, has his best game, over 300 yards passing, two touchdowns. What are you seeing from your rookie quarterback?
He's just growing. You know, he's growing each and every week. You know, I think what's really important as we go through this process with him is just making sure that it's the right process. You know, he came back, like you said, off an injury that a lot of guys don't come back from. Because he wanted to be out there with his teammates, and he came back out there ready to play and really did a fine job.
Do the guys still look at him as a rookie after what he's done?
I think they still do. You know, eventually we have to get a win here to start to change some of that dynamic for him because quarterback's jobs ultimately are to win, and that's what he's here to do, and we got to help him do that.
I noticed more shot plays were called in this game against the Titans. Cody pushing the ball down the field. Mm-hmm. Is that something because you're more comfortable with them? You want to keep defenses honest?
Absolutely. I mean, we've called some other shot plays in the other games. They just didn't come up. But you have to be able to do that to create bigger plays. And I think Cody can do that as well.
One of the things I think that pops out to me watching him is that he seems more confident in the pocket. He's stepping into his throws more and actually driving the football, especially in that kind of 15 to 20-yard range. Has that been a point of emphasis for you with Cody?
No, it has. I mean, because I think that was going to be the next level for him to get to. And we've really worked on it and focused on it in practice, and obviously was able to show itself in the game.
Cody's doing a great job on the other side of the ball. Second-year player Danny Shelton, I think, having a phenomenal season. What have you seen from your big man in the middle?
He's another guy that's growing. You know, I think we've given him a challenge to be one of the better defensive players in the league, and I think he's accepted that challenge, and he's working at it.
Christian Kirksey also seems to be flying around each and every week. What has he brought to your defense?
He's a vocal leader. He's tenacious. He's relentless. He loves to play the game, and I think he loves the Cleveland Browns.
All right, now one of the bad parts of the game,